All right, everyone, sit down and take out a piece of paper and a pencil. We're going to talk about one of the experiments you read about in your textbook last night, Ivan Pavlov's famous dog experiment. I know the reading assigned last night about the experiment was a little hard to understand. I promise you, though, that this is actually a very simple experiment and a very important one, too. I'll simplify it for you. The reading talked a bit about the scientist in charge of this experiment, right? His name was Ivan Pavlov. He lived during the 1800s in Russia and was a very smart and well-respected man. He's most well known for his dog experiment, the one you read about last night. But he also researched human anatomy too. Right? So like I said, I know the reading about the experiment was kind of hard to understand. Really, Pavlov's experiment was very simple, and actually, that's the way it is with most experiments in psychology. The experiments are really simple, but the results are important. Pavlov conducted his experiment at a medical school in the 1890s. He started his experiment by stating, "There are some things a dog doesn't have to learn." That's true, right? A dog doesn't have to learn to blink, or breathe, or salivate, which is just when they create saliva or spit in their mouths. And neither do we, right? No one taught you any of those things. That's because all of those actions are instincts. We are born knowing how to do these things. They happen automatically. Pavlov took his idea that there are some things dogs don't have to learn how to do, such as to salivate or create saliva, and he created an entire experiment around it. Pavlov said that the actions dogs don't have to learn how to do, such as creating saliva, are reflexes or unconditioned responses. No one had to condition or teach the dog how to create saliva. Pavlov tested that idea a little bit. He took some dogs and he set food in front of them. The dogs saw and smelled that food, and they started to drool, of course, because they wanted to eat the food. And Pavlov wondered if he could train or condition the dogs to drool when he didn't set any food in front of them. Could he make them automatically create saliva? Pavlov decided that he was going to use a bell. He called the bell a neutral stimulus, which basically just means the bell had nothing to do with the dogs or their food. If Pavlov rang the bell, it wouldn't make the dogs automatically do anything. Pavlov went back to his dogs and he put the food in front of them, except this time, when he put the food in front of them, he rang the bell. And he did this over and over and over again. Give the dog food, ring the bell, give the dog food, ring the bell. Eventually, after he did this enough times, he rang the bell, but he didn't give the dogs any food. And even though he didn't give the dogs any food, the dogs began to salivate when they heard him ring the bell. He called their response, how they began to drool when there was no food and just a bell, he called that a conditioned response because he conditioned or taught them to do that automatically. And he called the bell, which used to be a neutral stimulus, a conditioned stimulus, because now, when he rang it, the dogs automatically did something. And that's the whole experiment. It's pretty simple, right? It's just some dogs, some food, a bell, and saliva. But this experiment actually was a major breakthrough back then and is considered to be one of the most important experiments in psychology. And if you think about it, you might even kind of see Pavlov's experiment at work in your own life with your own dog. For example, your dog's leash is really just a piece of fabric, right? But when you pick up your dog's leash, your dog probably gets really excited and starts jumping around because he has learned that the leash means he gets to go on a walk. The leash was a neutral stimulus, but now it is a conditioned stimulus. Your dog getting excited was an unconditioned response, but now it's a conditioned response. Pavlov's findings are at work in your own life.